Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Rebecca. This is the place to come when you want your English to improve. So what happens when a bear, a frog, and a squirrel all come together? Huh? You guessed it. You get a nice, touching animal story. Don't you just love animal stories? Well, today we have a very special animal story just for you. And today's lesson is called Why Bears Sleep All Winter. Have you ever wondered why bears sleep all winter? Well, today is your lucky day. You are going to find out. In today's lesson, there is a question for you to try to answer, and that is, what was Squirrel making? What was Squirrel making? Friends, open up your magazines, and let's go find out. Follow me.
Why bears sleep all winter. It is good to have friends. Fuzzy Rabbit was a friendly little animal with a big heart. She was always helping other animals. When Little Frog didn't have anywhere to play, Fuzzy Rabbit dug a hole and filled it with water. She helped Little Frog turn it into a really nice mud puddle to play in. Fuzzy Rabbit saw Squirrel making a nest. She gathered armloads of leaves to put in the nest to help Squirrel stay warm.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 fuzzy 这个形容词。Fuzzy 在这里是指毛茸茸的。例如 ,the girl loves to brush her little puppy's fuzzy hair. 这个女孩很喜欢梳整她的小狗毛茸茸的毛。或者是 ,the fuzzy fall fur coat is very warm. 这件毛茸茸的假皮草大衣非常温暖。Fuzzy 也指毛发毛毛躁躁的。例如 ,this hair product claims to smooth fuzzy hair in an instant. 这个美发产品宣称可以瞬间让毛躁的头发平顺。Fuzzy 跟 fussy, F-U-S-S-Y 不一样。Fussy 是指挑剔的。例如 ,Stuart is very fussy about his food. Stuart 非常挑食。继续我们看的是 armload 这个名词。Arm 是指手臂 ,load 是指承载量，所以 armload 就是指用手臂环抱的量。例如 ,Henry got an armload of gifts at his surprise party. Henry 在生日惊喜派对中得到了满怀的礼物。或者是 Mandy brought home an armload of her favorite comic books from the book fair. Mandy 从书展中抱了一整堆的她最喜欢的漫画书回家。或者是 We didn't have any bags, so we had to take the groceries from the car to our apartment one armload at a time. 我们没有袋子，所以只好分好几次用手抱，一堆堆的把日用品从车上带到公寓里。
So Gabe, do you know why bears sleep all winter?
I certainly do, because I read this lesson, Rebecca. So now I know all of the information I need to know.
Oh, really? Okay, good. Well, that means I can ask you lots of questions. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we're going to get right into our lesson, and we are talking about why bears sleep all winter. Now, there's a word I'm thinking of.
Okay.Good. Bears, I love this game.
Yeah. Well, if an animal sleeps all winter long...
Animal sleeps all winter long. They're lazy.
No, that's not the word I'm thinking of. They sleep. They don't really eat. Well, they don't because they're sleeping.
They're fasting.
No, Gabe, let me tell you. No, the word I'm thinking of is hibernate.
Oh, hibernate.
Yeah.
That was my third guess.
Oh, good. Okay, so when bears sleep or when animals spend the entire winter sleeping...We can say that they are hibernating.
Exactly. In Chinese, you might say 冬眠, right? They're sleeping throughout the whole winter. Just like these bears right here, it seems like they're dreaming of honey while they hibernate.
Well, bears like honey. Anyway, so that's the first good word for you to know.
That's right. And you might hear us use this word throughout the lesson because That's the idea, right? Why bears sleep all winter. We could also call it why bears hibernate.
That's right. Well, it is good to have friends. I couldn't agree more. It's good to have friends. And we're going to meet some really good friends right now. Fuzzy Rabbit was a friendly little animal with a big heart. A big heart. Does that mean that Fuzzy Rabbit had a heart that was literally really, really big?
Yeah, probably bigger than his body. No, Rebecca.
Oh.
I mean her body. No.
No, of course not. If you say that somebody or something has a big heart, this just means that they're very generous. They like to give money. They like to help other people.
That's right. So who in your life do you think has a big heart? Who can you describe as having a big heart? Like Rebecca said, it's someone who's forgiving, generous. I think of someone who is kind. You know, they don't get defensive very easily or quickly. They're very loving. They cover the errors or mistakes of other people whenever possible. I think I could learn to have a big heart or a bigger heart.
Yes, I think at some point in time we all could learn. Well, maybe you'll learn something from Fuzzy Rabbit in today's lesson, because we read she was always helping other animals. When little frog didn't have anywhere to play, guess what? Fuzzy Rabbit dug a hole and filled it with water. And then what did she do?
And she is just such a friendly little rabbit, okay? She helped little frog turn it into a really nice mud puddle to play in. So now Frog has a nice place to play because of what Fuzzy Rabbit did. She turned the hole into a mud puddle.
Oh, that's so nice. Well, we see this phrase, to turn something into something else. You can use this phrase when you want to say that you changed one thing into something else. You made it something else.
For example, Rebecca, I don't know if you did this when you were kids, but me and my siblings and my cousins, we used to turn the living room into a fort or a castle. We would take the cushions off of the sofa and we would build little rooms or houses. We called them castles. Yeah, we turned the living room into our own castle.
Hey, Gabe, I used to do that as a kid.
Man, kids are geniuses.
Yes, when Dad was at work, that is. We had to put everything back before Dad came home from work.
So that he would not know that you turned it into a castle, or so that he would be okay that it was back to normal?
So that he would be okay that it was back to normal. So we would turn our living room, or sometimes our bedrooms, into these forts. And then we had to turn them back to normal before Dad came home.
Right. So one thing had one purpose before, and now it has another when you've turned it into something else. So we continue here with Fuzzy Rabbit. Fuzzy Rabbit saw Squirrel making a nest.
Oh, hold on, Gabe. Hold on. That is the answer to the question I asked earlier.
What?
What was Squirrel making? And the answer is?
Well, I just read it. Squirrel was making a nest.
Well said.
Thanks.
Okay, continue on.
Okay. She gathered armloads of leaves to put in the nest to help Squirrel stay warm. Oh, little Fuzzy Rabbit. And probably a little Fuzzy Squirrel, too. He's probably a fuzzy creature, too.
Right. Fuzzy logic.
Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear.
Fuzzy. Let's learn more about Fuzzy in the
Info Cloud. I'm a little fuzzy.
I know.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Info Cloud. Today, we are going to talk about how sometimes we use terms in everyday language that aren't exactly how they are defined.
You could say that it is a fuzzy use of language. Friends, one of the meanings of fuzzy is not clear, not defined, or even confused.
And we commonly hear people talking about their fuzzy thinking, or even that their head was a bit fuzzy, meaning that they aren't thinking well or clearly.
And we will even hear people talking about fuzzy logic. Here is where we run into problems. People will talk about fuzzy logic as a negative or inaccurate way to explain causes and effects.
So, if I say that watching violent movies causes people to be violent in everyday life, you might characterize that as fuzzy logic.
We're not saying that absolutely isn't true, but that the logic connecting people that commit violent acts with people who watch violent movies might not be a direct line.
So on many occasions, when we talk about someone using fuzzy logic, we are talking about inaccurate connections from cause to effect.
But if you look up fuzzy logic in the dictionary, you don't see that definition at all.
Fuzzy logic is a form of math that uses imprecise or fuzzy data to make decisions. It's been used in engineering since at least the 1960s in a whole variety of ways.
If you are trying to write a program that decides what kind of advertising to show users on the internet, this type of imprecise decision making is important.
Now, we know people don't often report their age on the internet, but what they look at can help AI determine what sort of content they might be interested in, according to fuzzy logic mathematics.
这是一个非常复杂的数学理论, fuzzy logic, 模糊逻辑, 用来处理一些极度困难又复杂无法得到明确答案的题目。 不过如果拿来用在日常生活的绘画中却是非常好用。如果有人说因为他剪了这个发型所以在舞会中没有男生邀请他跳舞，这里面的因果关系其实相当薄弱，甚至可能不存在。你就可以说 that is fuzzy logic， 意思就是这样的逻辑真的太弱了，或这到底是什么逻辑呀？ 这就是今天的InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. We are in the middle of a feel-good animal story. We've met Fuzzy Rabbit, who has a big heart. And don't forget about Little Frog. I thought it was very admirable that Fuzzy Rabbit helped Little Frog make a mud puddle to play in. And of course, we met Squirrel. But what about Mole? We're going to meet Mole right now.
Why bears sleep all winter? Fuzzy Rabbit watched Brother Mole moving rocks to dig a hole to live in. She helped Mole move the rocks. All the animals thanked her and offered to help her if she ever needed it. Then, Fuzzy Rabbit helped Big Brown Bear. Bear had spent the summer eating berries off the bushes and honey from beehives. Now, Bear was hungry again. Fuzzy Rabbit gave Big Brown Bear the acorns she had collected for herself. She gave Big Brown Bear carrots and cabbage she had collected. Big Brown Bear just said, "More!"
Okay, 接下来我们看 beehive 这个名词 beehive 是指蜂窝 例如 the hungry bear stole some honey from a beehive 这只饥饿的熊从蜂窝偷了蜂蜜来吃 或者是 beekeepers need to wear special suits to protect themselves when they harvest honey from beehives 养蜂人从蜂窝收集蜂蜜的时候要穿特殊的衣服来保护自己 或者是 some of the cells in a beehive are for storage and some are for the worker bees to live in. 蜂窝中有些巢房是为了储存使用, 有些巢房是给工蜂所居住的。 最后我们看的是acorn, 这个名词, acorn是指橡石或橡子。 例如, the oak tree was damaged by a storm and didn't produce many acorns this year. 这棵橡树遭到风暴的伤害, 今年产出的橡石不是很多。 或者是 Diane made a centerpiece of pine cones and acorns for Christmas dinner. Diane 为了圣诞节晚餐用松果以及橡石做了一个摆在餐桌中央的装饰品。或者是 Eddie saw the squirrels gathering acorns for the winter. Eddie 看见一些松鼠正在为过冬在收集橡实。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, so in this next section, we meet Mole. We read, Fuzzy Rabbit watched Brother Mole moving rocks to dig a hole to live in. Okay, so he's moving rocks. So I guess we could say that Mole was removing rocks, right?
Well, right, because those rocks were in a certain place and he needed to get the rocks out of the way. So yeah, you could say that this Mole, Brother Mole, was removing rocks.
And if you remove something, that just means that you take something from somewhere and put it somewhere else.
That's right. So we could say that Mole could even ask Fuzzy Rabbit, could you help me remove these rocks? They're in my way and they're kind of heavy.
Right. And we read, she helped Mole move the rocks. All the animals thanked her. Oh, so sweet. And offered to help her if she ever needed it. Now let's take a look at this phrase, to offer to help someone. This just means that you ask or offer your services and say that, well, you're willing to help if they ever need help.
Rebecca, you see my face?
Yes.
This is the face of someone who would love to help if you ever need it.
Great.
I would love to offer my services.
I will keep that in mind next time I need to move some really heavy boxes or rocks.
Yeah, good. And next time you need to remove something, right? You know, this reminds me, this phrase, to offer help, reminds me of our new neighbor where I live right now. His name is Mr. Pan. And before we even moved in, he said, if you ever need any help or need to know anything about the neighborhood, I am here. You can just ask me. So he was offering us help.
That is so nice. What a nice neighbor. And I think that that's probably what Fuzzy Rabbit would do to other people as well, offer to help them. We read, then Fuzzy Rabbit helped Big Brown Bear. Bear had spent the summer eating berries off the bushes and honey from beehives. Do you like honey, Gabe?
I do. I don't like to spend a lot of time around beehives because, I might get stung by the bees. But I do like honey. Rebecca, do you like honey of all kinds or just the honey that, you know, is really pure and fresh from hives?
I definitely prefer the pure honey.
Yeah.
The honey that comes from beehives. And, you know, I used to be a beekeeper, right?
You did not.
Yes. Remember, I was a beekeeper a long time ago.
Did you write a lesson about this?
I did.
A couple years ago. A couple years ago, yeah.
Right. And so I worked as a beekeeper for probably 2 years. I never once got stung by a bee.
Well, because you had the stuff that beekeepers wear.
Well, right, but I had to work with bees. And so I wasn't afraid of bees, and guess who else was probably not afraid of bees?
The other bees.
No, Bear.
Oh, Bear.
Yeah.
Right, that was my second guess.
Okay.
All right, so is this supposed to be, are these where bees are kept?
And these are the beehives.
These are the beehives.
Yeah. So
man-made beehives.
Man-made beehives.
Okay.
So inside the beehives, there's some frames. You pull out the frames, and there's honey, and Bear wants to eat that honey.
Right, bears do like honey. Well, now Bear was hungry again, and Fuzzy Rabbit gave Big Brown Bear the acorns she had collected for herself. So she has a big heart. She is giving away her own food.
She gave Big Brown Bear carrots and cabbage she had collected. And of course, those acorns, right? Big Brown Bear just said, more! I think he has a big appetite.
A big appetite?
Mm-hmm.
Friends, what about you? Do you have a big appetite? If you have a big appetite, that means you can eat a lot. Sometimes I have a big appetite. If I haven't had a meal for a long time, I have a really big appetite.
Yes, but I think even if Bear ate a lot all the time, he would always have a big appetite.
That's
eating
right.
Eating acorns and berries and honey and cabbage and carrots.
Mm-hmm.
Big appetite.
And friends, if you don't eat a lot most of the time, we could say you have a small appetite. Well, whatever appetite you have, right now it's time for the
SC Challenge.
Yes! All right, friends, for today's SC Challenge, I'm very happy to have in the studio, Tim.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tim.
And Hazel.
Hi, everybody.
Thank you for joining us for a fun review of a fun lesson, Why Bears Sleep All Winter. So here are your three questions. Number one, how did Fuzzy Rabbit help Squirrel? How did Fuzzy Rabbit help Squirrel? A, she gave him a place to play. B, she gave him a place to stay warm. Or C, she gave him food to eat. Tim?
I'll go with A because I like to play.
That rhymes. I'll go with A because I like to play. However, the answer is not A. I'm sorry, Tim. Hazel, do you have a guess?
Well, I think the closest one is B, but I'm not sure she actually gave him a place to stay. Maybe.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I know she carried leaves and helped him make his place warm.
Bingo! That's it! Yes, so she used leaves to give him a place to stay warm. Okay, so Hazel has 1 point. Number two. Who did Fuzzy Rabbit make a mud puddle for? A, Little Frog. B, Squirrel. C, Mole. Or D, Big Brown Bear. Hazel?
That's easy. Little Frog, of course. Frogs love puddles.
Brown bears don't like puddles. No. You know what, Hazel? You're exactly right.
Yes.
Okay, another point for Hazel. Tim, Jayo, you can do this. Got this last one. Number three, what did Fuzzy Rabbit give to Big Brown Bear? A, walnuts she bought at Costco. Huh?
Yeah.
B, peanuts from the circus. C, honey from a beehive. Or D, her own acorns. Yes, Tim? You paused.
Her own acorns?
You think that Fuzzy Rabbit is a generous rabbit? Well, you are correct. Yes, she gave her own acorns to Big Brown Bear. Very nice job. Hazel is the winner, but
Yay!
You guys both did great. Thank you for joining us for today. Friends, we'll see you next time for the SC Challenge. Of all the animals in our story, I really love moles. And I love that picture you found of a mole, Rebecca.
Oh, why do you like the picture so much?
Would you like to have a mole as a pet?
Well, there's one big problem.
What's up?
Because I have a kitten. Mittens.
Yeah, mittens.
Mittens would not allow brother mole to stay in the same room.
Well, it seems like Mittens maybe needs to have a bigger heart. Like Fuzzy Rabbit?
Right, maybe not. Well, anyway, friends, thank you for joining us. Come back as we continue talking about
Fuzzy Rabbit.
Right here on Studio Classroom.
A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.